After 7 years of voting it down, this week the New York State Assembly voted to approve legalization of mixed martial arts. The Senate has been voting in favor for years, and local state Senator Tim Kennedy has been a longtime proponent of MMA.
We're going to be able to take advantage of thousands of people pouring into the First Niagara Center to watch one of these bouts that will be shown worldwide from UFC. And, you know, it'll generate millions of dollars in economic activity in our community.
Amateur MMA has already existed in New York State for years, though it's been unregulated. By approving pro MMA, the New York State Athletic Commission will get involved to regulate the sport. Michael Dauenhauer, owner of Western New York Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness in Buffalo, is cautiously optimistic. He admits he's concerned about overregulation extending into gyms like his, where a vast majority of his clients work out for the exercise and do not seek to compete.
Which we're already established. We're a big gym. We could probably handle it, and it'll probably get rid of some of the knucklehead gyms around that are not doing things the right way. At the same time, though, if my cost of business goes up, you know, it changes all the economics of my business. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
Governor Cuomo supports it. In fact, he includes legal MMA in the state budget proposal still being worked out by lawmakers. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.